Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video isn't brought to you by new donations. They're getting slimmer lately because YouTube is throttling my channel like never before. I'll talk about the future of this channel in the last quarter of this video. Another sudden drop in views happened in early October 2022. I'm not sure what's going on and I think it might have something to do with the midterm elections. Anyway, I want to pipe in about the Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen divorce situation. There were videos done about this before where people were saying that even one of the best men in the world is still not good enough for the women out there. Even a guy that's one of the top athletes with hundreds of millions of dollars, it seems. At first, I didn't believe that they were getting divorced, and I still think they might not be. But recently, they finally hired lawyers. So what's the reason she supposedly wants to leave him? Well, she doesn't like the idea that he's going to unretire at the age of 44, because football is a dangerous sport, don't you know? But is she only threatening to leave him, or is she serious? This is not the first time that Tom and Gisele have called things off. Him going back into football at his age should be understood as one great big shit test. She threatened to divorce him many times before over his football career, and then she didn't go through with it, so it looks like he's actually passed many of her shit tests before. He's basically telling her that he's his own man and that she's not the one that's going to make decisions for his life. She ends up stomping her feet like a 5-year-old, calming down, and eventually everything goes back to normal. We recently saw this with another celebrity couple that I covered, Sylvester Stallone and Jennifer Flavin. They're no longer getting divorced and are now seen going out on dates again. All this drama makes me wonder if some washed-up stars out there that are fading away are faking divorces on purpose. That there's a celebrity trend of faking breakups to get attention in the mainstream media. Maybe it was all obvious with the Rocky dog being tattooed over Sylvester Stallone's wife's face on his arm. Apparently that's what led her to say she wanted to divorce Sly. Now they're pretty much out in public like nothing ever happened. How much you want to bet that Tom Brady doesn't get divorced and he reconciles? We're in an attention-based economy and people are increasingly willing to do whatever it takes to stay in the public spotlight. What's to say that Gisele doesn't actually conspire together with him to stir up a media storm so they can get some of that sweet, sweet attention? Or what's to say we aren't just watching Herb shit test him in public again? I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Tom Brady in the end zone with Leonardo DiCaprio, sloppy supermodel pigskin seconds, clown world show. Recently I heard Christian Bale say that in Hollywood every single good role is offered up to Leo first. Even Joaquin Phoenix said the same thing. It seems that not only film roles go to him first, but also women as well. He only wanted Gisele from the age of 20 to 25, and then he played the old game of catch and release. Odds are he used her for her cooch, and she used him for the publicity to boost her career. Everyone wonders why so many young models from 20 to 25 are willing to get used by Leo. They're all probably trying to have the same sort of magic rub off on them, and I'm not just talking about the magic in his pants. Women also follow other women's lead, so when they see Gisele becoming super wealthy and famous being with Leo, they have to mimic her success. I've seen some women mimic other women that are failing at life, but the other women are basically mimicking them because they think they're succeeding. It's the old Muffy See, Muffy Do routine. Also, even though Gisele is technically post-wall because she's 42 years of age, that's not exactly the case because of not only her supermodel status, but also because Brazilian women age slower than 80-year-old drivers. What I don't think that Gisele and women in general don't understand about us men is that we need purpose to make our lives complete. We have to do something with our time because we're human doings after all, and women are simply the human beings. They're complete by just existing and looking pretty. I've also read that her net worth is around $400 million compared to Brady's $250 million, and that she makes $40 million a year from her various businesses. So if she divorced Brady, she would end up becoming the one paying him money. That's one reason I don't think it's going to happen if it's true. She also says that she's now worth $400 million and that it's just a rumor, and because of that rumor, she was audited by the IRS a few times. That's what she says. No one really knows the truth, but she's probably made somewhere between 50 and 100 million. That can be confirmed. I think it's almost important to look at what people say instead of what people do. She keeps saying she's going to divorce him and then chickening out. That's why I think it's just a shit test, and that there's a good chance that she's the one that's terrified of ending up all alone if he dies on the football field. But she doesn't want him to know her vulnerability. So she's constantly threatening to leave him so that he's the one that has to live in fear instead. One side in the relationship always fears being alone more than the other. Sometimes the side that fears loneliness more projects their loneliness on their partner in order to make them suffer for their own inadequacies. If you're a weak woman, show strength so a man doesn't walk all over you. If you're a strong man, on the other hand, you still have to show strength. For men to be respected, we have to show physical and emotional strength at all times. As for Giselle and Tom, it looks like now they're living separately, which I don't believe was the case when she threatened to divorce him before. She's complained about him being too focused on his career and not spending enough time with her and her kids. She's probably pissed off because she's not getting the attention that she wants from him. He's probably going back to work to give him purpose as well as to maybe get away from her and her nagging. She said that football is a violent sport, and that I would like him to be more present. That doesn't make any sense. As if she's attacking the sport of the man she got together with in the first place. If she thought it was violent, then why did Giselle marry him? Probably because violence makes her tingle. But she just doesn't want people to know that. Suddenly she's against violence for some reason. There has to be something more to the story. After all, for how many more years can he still be a quarterback for? 3 or maybe 4? After all, the oldest quarterback was George Blanda, and his final season was when he turned 48. Tom Brady is 44 right now. Michael Jordan also made a comeback after retiring from the NBA. So it's not a crazy thing. But with football, there's always a chance of Tom getting tackled and seriously injured. I just can't believe that Giselle won't accept his decision. There's not much else I can cover in this story, and we'll have to wait and see. As for the future of this channel, the biggest problem is that my videos are not being suggested to new viewers as much as they used to be. Older subscribers get bored sometimes and stop watching. And you constantly need new people coming in. A lot of you have told me to go on Rumble or Odyssey, but the views there are terrible on those platforms. And the discoverability is bad unless you're a conspiracy nut. Those places are mostly for right-wing tradcocks and radicals banned from most other platforms. Unless you already have a large audience on those platforms, it's doubtful you'll grow one. New MGTOW channels, for example, one that's literally called MGTOW, are being monetized now, which I don't understand, and the ideas are spreading more than ever now. I don't think many of them will be monetized for more than 6 months to a year. The new channels just haven't been on YouTube's radar long enough yet. Even Hammerhand and Undead Chronic, who are actually killing it with viewership and audience growth, in early 22 have seen their audiences crater. I've realized that in many ways I've taken this as far as it can go, but I don't want to abandon my audience, and if one of my new YouTube channel ideas takes off, then I'll start phasing out daily content production and maybe do 3 or 4 or 5 videos a week. I'll keep you guys posted. Recently I loaded up a Canadian news website and saw the top story that Canada's official opposition party leader was using the MGTOW tag in his YouTube videos back in 2008, when we were at the height of our popularity to attract voters. That just paints an even bigger target on our backs. We fought the good fight and saved millions of men's lives, or made them better by teaching them about female nature. I guess that in some ways, I'm like Tom Brady in that I'm also 44 years of age, and don't want to retire from what I'm doing. I won't, and I'll keep making video content of one sort or the other. But I also understand whatever I talk about, it won't have the same impact as this does. That's a very hard pill to swallow, especially when I've had the chance to be creative and do something with meaning and purpose that impacts society for the better. What greater thing can you do in this world than to free men from emotional, mental, and financial bondage to women? There is no greater purpose. I just find it hilarious how Prime Minister Trudeau won't actually mention the MGTOW acronym in the government legislature. That would have saved tens of thousands of more men. All he said was that the opposition leader used misogynistic tags. If he had said MGTOW, then I'm sure that it would have actually painted an even bigger target on our backs. I think that YouTube has chosen to slowly erase us from their recommendations, instead of just outright banning us. Our knowledge is now common and is spreading everywhere without a label. And even now with the label, it's being monetized, so more channels are going to start popping up. Birth rates and marriage rates are collapsing, so men's silent protest is taking men away from women, and eventually the elites will have to take radical measures so their human livestock chooses to reproduce once more. As for Tom Brady, nothing is certain yet, and we'll have to wait and see. There's a good chance they'll reconcile and move back in together. Maybe he's just calling her bluff that she's going to leave him, and she keeps going further and further, and he won't back off. and probably wants to be the oldest quarterback to ever play the game. That would be quite the record to have. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Tom Brady wants to smash the record for oldest quarterback in NFL history. But if he does, his wife will basically wreck his marriage. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and Meekdow.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that shit-test men to give up their passions because they're afraid of dying alone away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.